In the beginning of the Chumash, Chumash Dvarim, begin the Pasha, the Ramban gives us a interesting rule on how do we treat in general the way the Torah was written. In my sense, it's really negat to everything in Torah. It really has to do with anything that happens in the sequence of Torah and how mitzvahs were given. But specifically in Chumash Dvarim, the Ramban speaks about Chumash Dvarim, and we'll see that it's very negat to Chumash Dvarim in particular. So the Ramban starts the Chumash. That was the first two paragraphs of the Ramban. The Ramban says about the mitzvahs, the most mitzvahs are already given to Am Yisrael, but some were not given yet, and that's what Chumash Dvarim is going to speak about. And some of them he's going to come to explain, and et cetera, et cetera. And then he says, what? No video in this one. So he says, the Ramban goes on and says, you try to explain why are we repeating some mitzvahs, but not all mitzvahs. And then Ramban says, V'kfai ne'mar lo'y kulom b'sinai o b'ra'el mo'id, b'shana r'shayin, because we're at them. It's really everything was said there. There's nothing new over here, he says. Everything was said to Moshe Rabbeinu before, just not everything was written until now. So everything was already said. Everything that Moshe Rabbeinu would transmitting to Am Yisrael later was already given to Moshe Rabbeinu in Sinai, and everything is already done. And now it's just a repetition. That's what the Ramban says over here. The Ritbaz in his shoot and the Shiloh shoot as he brings, he says, no, how could that be? Moshe Rabbeinu went ahead and kept himself in mitzvahs until he gets, because we know Sefer Devarim is basically the last 2 months, or basically Shvat another 40 days. It's 40 days, that's when all Sefer Devarim is written. So Moshe Rabbeinu was keeping the nevuah. You have a katz of kofish nevuah. He had already the mitzvahs in his hand. He's waiting till the last year, the last 40 days to say it. How could that be? So therefore, the Ritbaz says no. The Torah was given as it was going, and there was chiddush. The Torah was written as the 40 years went through. Moshe Rabbeinu was learning more and more mitzvahs, and then depends on each stage which mitzvah he said. And therefore, the Sefer Devarim, that's what we learned, the last portion of the Torah. That's what it says over there. So it comes out a tremendous machlokes between the Ramban and the Ritbaz. Is the Torah we're given basically that we have everything in the beginning, or it was given in stages, and every mitzvah was given b'shaisai. The Ritbaz learns everything was given b'shaisai. The Ramban learns no, everything was given in the beginning. And so that's a machlekes. The Klichemdo already brings over here the Shiloh. He says, "What do you mean? What does the Ritbaz mean? It says that everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu b'Sinai. I feel called davar she'talmid v'asi goes to the chadash. Even though whatever someone's giving the chadash later. So what do you mean? He didn't know everything right away.
Time
v'nois lachad didn't know. Oh, that's what I love. Very good. The Ma'aseh of the Chazonish, and so I bring it over here as well. Chazonish speaks about the same thing. He brings me, he says, maybe either Brit Slavchod was an exception, or Moshe Rabbeinu had the rule, you know, but Yerusha, but the details, that's what Brit Slavchod has brought. Ma'aseh, this is also, this Machlekes, is really a Machlekes, the Rambam, the Shittah, so it's a very mitzvah. Because several mitzvahs, when he speaks about Yai Nesech, the Rambam goes ahead and says, there are some things that were Mishchadish later. Because he says, he brings the Isurim that we had, and he says that when we spoke about in Pashas Matos and in Pashas Pinchas when we went to the Milcham and Midian, so then Yai Nesach was Adai Loi Nesach. Says the Rambam, it brings a loshon Tifu, Adai Loi Nesach Yain Shel Goyim Yisrael Amoloi Tishtishte. So he says the Rambam, Ine Ma'amor Adai Loi Nesach Yain Shel Goyim Yisrael Ki Achaz the Nesach Bloi Sofek. Meaning the Rambam says later in the Torah when we get to in Sefer Devarim, that's when we learned that there was an Issur D'oraisa of Yai Nesach. But before, during Parshas Pinchas, we didn't have that Issur. It was Mishchadish later. The Ramban goes in and screams the Rambam, what are you talking about? Everything was given to Sinai. The Shadosai. Right? Shikota Kul Kfanemru Moshe B'Sinai.
Certain things needed events before they were given. They were given Ayyadei.
Let's go, let's speak a bit, let's say according to the Klichem does ask you on the Ritbaz. Well, let's start with the beginning. The Ritbaz asks the Ramban. He says, how did he go ahead and he keep something? So according to the Ramban, Shat is, Moshe Rabbeinu knew everything. But Akash Bogu told him, you're not supposed to say it. Until XYZ is going to happen, don't say it. The Ritva says there's something. That's really the machlokes. Is that everything Moshe Rabbeinu have, and then there was just when it came out? Or you need to go ahead and it came out in stages. And Chur, that's machlokes, is really the Rambam and the Rambam.
There are a lot of mitzvahs that have nothing to do with events. Historical events. Stop.
We're giving it sometimes. So the question is, when the Torah is giving you a mitzvah and Pashas, the Torah is going ahead and giving you a mitzvah and Pashas Pirchas, is that a mitzvah that we didn't know before? Or was written in Sinai, but until Pashas Pirchas, which was the 40th year, then it was not transmitted to Am Yisrael. That's a Be'el Mechlek, is the advice in the Ramban. The Chura, it comes out that this is really, it's, at least you could be toilet, even though obviously each one was 6 feet to Yishtosai. That's a machlekes in the Gemara and Chagigah. Gemara brings a machlekes. How was Torah given? In Sinai, you're giving the rules. And the details we're giving later in El Moed. All the rules and all the details in Rabbi Sinai. Nishtu Ba'al Moed, Vinishtal Shubal Vesmoev. So everything was given Sinai. Then the second stage was Oil Moed, meaning in the Mishkan. And the third thing is Sefer Dvar. The first, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't mention Sefer Dvar. He just says the Kololos of Nehemar in Sinai. Protos and Oil Moed. What about Arvus Moyev? Doesn't say. So you could be toil and say, according to the Ritvaz, that's what he means. He basically says, what he had in Sinai was rules. But all the details, well, that went through the time. Some Oil Moed, some Arvus Moyev. But according to Rekiva, which is my, he says everything was already said in Sinai. There's no detail that was spared from Moshe Rabbeinu. That Avad, there's something that goes, according to Ramban, it goes very Gishmak. Now, just two Nikudas to come according to that. One is, my father always mentions it, that Mishnah Berurah brings a reason why we eat Milchik and Tisha B'Av, and Tishav, and Shavuos. Shavuos, we eat Milchik. So the Mishnah Berurah brings one reason why. Because when Am Yisrael came down from our Sinai, they just got the Luchas. Right? So now they learned they have to go ahead and do Basar. How do you do Basar? Well, you have to do Shechita, and you have to do Melicha, you have to do Nikra Gid, you have to get the Chelev, it's a whole Balagan. And they have to go in and be Machshir the Kelim. You have to go through the whole Shechanoch Yeredo, the whole first part of Yeredo. So they couldn't do it, so they ate Mechlik. Mechlik is easier. That's what he says. Therefore, it took them some time until they took care of what they had to take care of. That's what the Ramesh Bura brings. So my father already asked the question. He says, 1 second. Moshe, they went down from the mountain. They just got a Aseres HaDibros. Moshe Rabbeinu stayed in the mountain. He didn't come down with them. It's really more Shah and Moshe Rabbeinu, but what did Am Yisrael know at that time? What was the level of scholarship of Am Yisrael? Where they kept, that's Shaila. They got Luchas Rishonis. I mean, they're at a very high level, but they know Kol Torah Kula? That they knew all the Yisrael? God Savash Nebish Tebrua. They knew everything. They knew the Yisro Basra Chalav. They knew all these things. So how do you understand? How do you define exactly what they knew? So something to, as you say, oral that down. There's another thing, is they get very much this week in the Daf Yomi. The Rashba Miyuchas on Menachas brings, he has a question. He says, we had tefillin. Am Yisro got tefillin. But there's four pashas in tefillin. Two were given in Tzias Mitzrayim. Two, what's the other two? Shema and Vehoyim Shemayim. Shema Vehoyim Shemayim Sivet Varim. We didn't get to that yet. So what was put in the tefillin of Am Yisrael those that time? That's what the Rashba asks. So the Rashba answers, Rashba Miyuchos, he says that in the beginning they're already given, even though it's not written until later, you already had the Shema and Vayim Shema. I mean, still to the Ramban, we had everything, the question is detail. The Shema, which parasha exactly, we had it already, we put in the tefillin, then later got to the Torah. But I heard this week, and I can't remember who told me this, so I'm just going to repeat it. I hope it's a good mocker. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, that's the reason what's called Toy Tafois. Tat Bekitvishtein, Pat Bekitvishtein. Meaning there's two Lashoinis, right? There's two, there's Afrike and Kisvi. There's two languages. And Tat means two in Kitve, and then Pat means in Afrike. It means two. So it says two and two. Toy Tafois means four, that's two and two. That's, you know, four Pashtan Fillin. So someone told me, and again, I'm just repeating what I heard this week, and someone said, that what's shot? Because when they go in the midbar, someone did a cheshbon, that when they got to Kitpe, to that area, that was right in the beginning of the midbar, they had only two parashas for. But when they got to Africa, it was towards the end, then they had the next two. That's what it means, Tata Kitpe, Papi Africa. It means what stage in the midbar did they have all the four parashas? Didn't they have everything right away, as the Kushya or the Rashba? It's not a nice Nikuda, according to that, that the two came in stages really after the step was in the film. But the Maase, I just want to point out one thing, according to, which is a little more easier with the Ramban, and the Chora Rashi says it, and against the Ritvaz, and Chora the Ramban. Because the Goyin, the Magi Meduvna brings the name of the Goyin, the biggest story, which really is the Gemara in the end of Megillah. And the Goyin says, what's the difference with the four Pashias, the four first Chumashim, and the last Chumash? So he says what the Gemara in the end of Megillah tells us regarding the clothes. The Gemara says that the difference between the clothes of Pashas Bechukoisai and the clothes of Pashas Kisobe, the difference is that... first of all, who said it? But the Gemara says, Halolu Moshe Ripi Agvur Amar. What Pashas Bechukoisai, Moshe is saying in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The one, Moshe Ripi Atzmai Amar. He says on his own. So the Goyin told the Magi Meduvna that's really the difference. The four chumashim is Shechina Medaber Sotokoy. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving the Torah, but it's really coming, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking through Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what's given. Tvarim is Moshe Rabbeinu Piyatzvar. It's like a regular Navi, like any other Navi that we had in the Nevi'im, that they are in Nevu'ah. And then they came and transmitted in their own Lashon. Moshe Rabbeinu heard the Nevu'ah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he went ahead and then he wrote Sefer Tvarim. That's the chilek between Tvarim and the first four Pashas.
But equal.
What?
It's equal.
What do you mean equal?
It's part of the coming
through. Oh, it's part of the Moshe is in a level that his nevuah is b'maro, is like a different level. But he's not. It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking. It's Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. Just Moshe Rabbeinu, his level, he sees the nevuah because it says. Just that's by the waypoint. When it says, right, it says Zadov. What's the Moshe Rabbeinu and the Dana Shalom? He Moshe Rabbeinu sees a spark of here. He says it clear. Shalom not. So Moshe Rabbeinu. What does it mean? It's brought down that Shalom Neviim they saw b'chaloyim. The thing was not clear, and there's different ways to interpret what they saw. You can interpret it one way, interpret it. They had to be chacham to understand that. There was a ways to go and say otherwise. So Moshe Rabbeinu saw it clearly. But the Maase said, the difference is the four chumashim, he said, because we was talking bigger. Last chumash, he's saying his own thing. He's saying this, just say, all right, according to what we're learning. Bishlama, according to the Ramban. Ramban says, Moshe Rabbeinu got the call to a call in the beginning. And then the way it was given out later, that's where the chumashim is sudar. So you say the first chumashim is Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking through him. The last chumash he's saying on his own. But everything you already got in Sinai. So there's no difference in terms of what the Torah that he has. The only question is, how was given to Am Yisrael? But according to the Ritvaz, what says in Sefer Dvarim was not given to Moshe B'Sinai. It was given to Moshe then. So it comes out that these mitzvahs, not only they're given later, but we never heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyachol. The first four chumashim, there was HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking, giving the mitzvahs. The fifth chumash was given to Moshe Rabbeinu then, and Moshe Rabbeinu transmitted to us. So Bishlama, if you have the first, you know, everything was given to B'Sinai, so everything was given the same way to Moshe Rabbeinu. Then the question is, how Moshe Rabbeinu spoke it to us? But then, if you say Chumash Dvarim, meaning there's seemingly, according to Ritvaz, according to the way the Goyin says Chumash Dvarim, the last mitzvahs were also given in a less of a, you know, a straight way, because they were not given to Moshe Rabbeinu in Sinai, they were given to Moshe Rabbeinu in Dvarim, and then Moshe transmitted to us. So the Chumash comes to be that there's difference between the Chumash, the mitzvahs in Dvarim, and the other Chumashim. You think that should be. We don't find such a thing. So in the Kodur Rabban, there's no Chiluk. They're all given in Sinai. And then the question is, how was it transmitted to Am Yisrael? According to Ritvaz, the different ways of how it was given, the Chumash, that would be something that we shouldn't need to say. But the Lamaisa, this is a good Agdomah, Chumash Dvarim is in Be'ikar, because Chumash Dvarim, who's a chumash of Nehat, so Moshe Rabbeinu is talking, is that now new things coming to us or not? So we're learning a machlekes, the Ramban, the Ritvaz, is that just a repetition of what we heard in Sinai, or it's a new Torah coming to us through chumash
Dvarim?
Right.
It's only the four books?
Oh, that's the Shiloh. Pashas, no. Pashas mean the Chumash Dvarim was written to give it to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he said it his Lashon, but it was given to him too. That was also part of was given to Sinai. Very good. Okay. Yeah, no, we'll be breaking now for the next few weeks. So, Be'ez Hashem will continue in the midst of Chodesh Elul. Be'ez Hashem.